Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Wall That Defined a Nation. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
This episode is personal and important to me. I was just recently in Berlin, and you know, one of the things, I mean, top of my list was the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
And I'll get into why, but it really, growing up as a child of the 80s, the Berlin Wall was discussed. Yeah,
huge.
It was discussed. It was not even in the history books yet.
Oh my God.
They later on became part of the history books.
I'm playing a montage in my head about the 80s, which is just like Big Macs, Berlin Wall,
Benetton,
Madonna. Yeah.
So this is, I'm just so, that's why I waited a little bit about the, on this one. I waited to kind of come back from Europe, kind of digest it all, go back, look at pictures, do a little reading, and kind of we went back to a little World War II. And I'm excited about this one.
I love it. I love it. I'm a little younger and hotter, so I was not as much like that was like kind of post my time. But I remember in my favorite bar and restaurant, it was a spy themed restaurant in Milwaukee. It still exists. It's called the Safe House. It's incredible. They have a piece of the Berlin Wall in there, and I was like, "Why? What is the deal with this concrete piece?" And I went to a public school and I didn't know. So I was always like, oh, this must be really cool if this cool spy bar has this. And I did my own research and here we are.
I actually went to, when I was in Vegas, I went on Fremont and I went to, maybe it was the Golden Nugget. They have a piece.
Old school Vegas.
I may have mentioned this on a previous episode, but they have a piece of the Berlin Wall in the urinal behind glass.
Huh.
It's so you're just
staring.
You're just staring, you know, into, you know, history while peeing and, you know, around penny slots.
That's great. Well, it's just kind of like it's a defers your worry from money and, you know, the disparity of Vegas. Is that the right word? Who knows?
Well, you know what you don't have to gamble on? Our Patreon.
Oh.
Our new and improved Patreon that we've been toiling over.
We've been toiling. We've been stressing and toiling. I mean, long nights. Harsh lighting, sweatshirts, just my MacBook Pro, sweat. My cat's like, are you going to be okay? And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, why are you talking? You're a cat.
It doesn't make any sense. And then I'm like, it's done. And then I like slowly like shut my laptop.
Yeah. And just stare into space.
Yeah, that's right. I slept standing up.
Our Patreon, we decided we wanted to make more episodes.
Yeah, we decided we want to keep doing this.
Yeah, we want to continue.
If we could.
Yeah. So we're going to, right now it has a few tiers. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Three tiers. Holy Trinity, baby.
Yeah, it's just like, you know? Find some conspiracy if you want.
If you want.
Go for it.
Please.
Yeah.
Read into it. Start a Reddit thread immediately. All caps.
But, you know, so one, the kind of the, I call it the main tier. I think the one that people will most be, I'd be excited about all three because I also, because I find value in all those things.
Yeah.
But we're going to have two Patreon-only exclusive episodes a month.
They're going to be so fun. And they're going to talk about things that are a little off the beaten path. Like, kind of also, I think it's going to be really exciting because we're going to talk about ways to, like, kind of get there and a more of a how-to. I know we usually go through history, but now it's going to be much more of a DIY kind of a feel to it.
And kind of get, so the things that you might not find on our regular episodes, you're going to get two exclusive, and then, you know, fucking of course, the Patreon wall.
Of course, the Patreon wall.
We're gonna, yeah, so we're gonna give you, it's gotta be exclusive.
I'm still open to do late night texts.
Yeah, we might just add on that.
Text.
You know, then we have, we're gonna have one where we mention you and maybe a little something about you on an episode.
Yeah, so wait, okay, the first one is a dollar one.
It's just if it's like it's a breakdown. It's like, hey, listen, you wanna help us out?
Thanks, support the arts, thank you, grazie, kind of a thing. Yes. It's like if it were a sandwich, it's like, it's a fucking, you know, like standard. Grilled cheese, it satisfies you.
One type of cheese.
Everything you need. Yeah, yeah, one type of cheese. No big deal. Grilled, though. It's nice. It's nice. It's a nice grilled cheese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, second tier, you get access to the Patreon. You get these two amazing exclusive episodes. You get a little bit more, again, a little bit more interaction with us. Yeah. It's like,
and you're supporting.
Yeah, it's like a tuna. It's like a tuna melt.
Albacore, baby.
Yeah, 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 baby. Only the best. Only the best.
And then the third one is, you know, you get all those things.
Yeah.
But then you also get mentioned on an episode.
Yeah, so you do. It's a $25 one, and I will give you a free tarot read.
Yeah.
So if that, it was a grilled cheese tuna melt. This one's just a fish.
It's just a really fish nice, flopping like a bronzino around.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a fish in a bow tie.
What do you like?
Yeah.
You know? So pick one.
It's out now, patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Mm-hmm. We want to do more where we go to, like we did with Janis Joplin, the death of Janis Joplin. We want to go to more places, do it on more locations that cost money.
Unfortunately.
You know, we're in the red a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. We want to be in the black.
But not love. Yeah, we want to be in the black.
Yeah.
So we're a little bit
and
in the red.
The blue or the
green. So if you're wondering, like, where is this going to? It's going to kind of improving the scope of the podcast.
Yeah, we just put it straight back. We put it straight back into our bucket list of places to visit and report back to you on.
Yes. And I think that it gives it that. And I've heard from a lot of people that they kind of felt, when it's on that location, they kind of felt like they were there a little bit more.
Yeah. And it's also really fun, like enlisting people to help out, you know, making it into something bigger than the podcast or like whatever. And I think that's really exciting.
It's bigger than Rebecca and I. It's bigger than all of us. So patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Not yet.
Like Bachelor Nation, but
but
with
not
Janice Ghosts.
Yeah, which is with Ghost.
Yeah.
So patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Check it out. Also, if you ever want to, we want to start reading more. I know Rebecca got some messages we might read in one of these episodes. Ghost Town Pod on Instagram. Message us, ghosttownpod@gmail.com if you want
to
read an email.
Any comments, if you want to make any comments about my voice or my body.
Which people have.
We
could read some reviews.
Price of fame, baby.
Yeah, and rate and review us on Apple Podcast if you're, you know, if you have access. It just helps, and it doesn't cost anything. It takes a second.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
We get the feedback. Rebecca, I don't know if she doesn't take the feedback.
Well,
you don't take
what?
Feedback.
That's not what feedback's for.
No,
it's for bitching about.
Yeah, it's getting mad about it.
On
but
air.
We even if you know, if there's something that you don't like, we do appreciate you took the time to let us know, because it's tons of podcasts I like, and there's always things about it. I was like, oh, that episode was like this, or I wish they do less of that, and that's okay.
Yeah, it is okay.
Yeah.
In fact, it's encouraged.
Yeah.
Let's all be ourselves.
You know, like I got since the last episode got rear-ended in a car accident. I was actually going, remember we were talking about, I was doing a show at the Dime. It was right before the show. I was with our friend Steven Saff, and he's never been in a car accident before.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
He is a nervous man.
Yeah. No, but he's fine. He was really cool. He was super helpful.
That's good.
Rear-ended by a Maserati.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so. I'm borrowing my mother-in-law's car, so it's her car.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy was super, he looked like he was a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I'm so conditioned to think right place, right time. I was like, oh, he's going to be like, listen, I'll give you a three-picture deal.
Slip him your car. Yeah.
Did not happen.
That's what my mom would say. Yeah. She'd be like, how did you look? Did you look nice? And does that mean you're discovered?
Yeah.
Discovered my insurance is out.
No, but it was totally fine. He was totally cool. I was actually able to. I mean, it needs to be fixed. But
a cool
I was able
guy
to
in a Maserati.
He was cool. Damn. He was like probably like maybe like 60. I'd say. I don't know how old he was, but he was a cool. He just seemed like a producer. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, on no, a positive side, about as close as I probably gotten to a Maserati, like up close. It was interesting because a couple of dudes walked up to him and said, "Hey, are you okay?" And he got out. And he's like, "Yeah, are you okay?" He's like, "They were like, I wasn't in the accident, so yeah. I was just asking you because I was still pulled over, walked over."
Yeah.
So that happened. So I'm kind of. I was thinking about taking those like bird scooters.
Yeah, those are fun.
Have you taken one?
Yeah, I rode one once.
Yeah, that's so fun. I downloaded that app and I'm right now Ubering until they bring the car in and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
You should take bird scooters everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think you see a lot of, because you live in Atwater Village.
Yeah.
And I don't see a lot of bird scooters there.
I saw one for mm-hmm. the first time, like pretty close
They're
by.
They're pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's a pretty fun time.
I like the fact that people could, like, you know, things like ride sharing mm-hmm. and whether it's Airbnb or whatever it is where people can kind of. Businessize their stuff or yeah. take, you know, make, you know, even though Bird is a company, but they're kind of putting more power in your hands from your phone.
Yeah, you don't need a car. You just need an iPhone.
And we just did a free thing for Bird just now. So now they're not.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, come on, Bird.
Bird.
Pretend you didn't hear it.
Or just send Jason a scooter, for God's sake.
Yeah,
or
a credit. Just send me a credit.
$5 or something. It. He's trying to make his way around town.
Yeah. I'm just trying to tool around town.
Yeah. I got my window fixed.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. My window. So I've been working on this show for a while and I drive the station wagon and one window was down and I fixed it. And to fix a window in a BMW station wagon,
the parts are always
they're
expensive.
Awful. And not to brag to you, this is my mom's car that was passed on to my brother that was passed on to me. And then the other window, like, fell into the door, and I was so busy with work that at first I taped it up really nicely with like cardboard. And I was like, I'll take care of it. And then it
nicely
eventually,
with cardboard?
Yeah, I was all like, right. It was like beautiful. Ooh. The handiwork was beautiful. Yeah. And then that kind of started coming off. And then one time it was like raining, and I just like had to put cardboard, and I just like threw some cardboard on there and like taped it up. And it got like less. Soon I just like cut the middleman. It was just like tape on my window, and then it was nothing. And then it was nothing on my window. It was just a gaping hole. That told the world to steal my car.
Yeah, and you just hope for the best.
Yeah, and I did. And actually, I missed the hole because I would just pop my purse in there, just like throw it in and get in my car and go. But now it's fixed. So we all have to be adults sometimes.
So
we're,
you know what I mean? Like we're rolling with the punches.
We're trying. We are trying.
And
I'm trying.
You had to, did you, what's going on? You had a couple dates last night?
I had a couple dates last night.
I feel let's get this out of the way.
Let's get this.
We're going to wait for another episode. Let's just get this out of the way.
You guys should know, I got my hair done and I have these very
got your hair did
got my hair
come on
did yeah that's yeah. right I'm a woman in her 30s I should definitely say that. I got some long ass eyelashes that you sit like a dead person and they like put lash by lash.
I've always been told even when I was young that I had really good eyelashes.
Every guy says that.
No, I really honestly like I've always like have pretty decent eyelashes.
They're fine. I mean they're fine. I've seen guys with like gorgeous eyelashes. Like,
I thought
long.
I had some pretty. Maybe as I get older, they're not as good as they used to
I don't
to
know.
Be.
I mean, nothing about me is as good as it used to be. It used to be meh.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got all this shit done. I went to my friend Shauna's wedding. It was wonderful. Came back, immediately booked two dates, one to one, baby.
Because
I am always working.
Did you kind of, were you kind of riding the wave of like, I just got my hair did?
Yeah, it was like, this eyelashes. Blowout will not last forever. Yeah. Like, how much dry shampoo? Like, I bathed in dry shampoo and went on two dates. And I'm also leaving, I'll be back by the time this airs, but no, I won't be.
No, you won't be.
No, I won't be. I'll be in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
because I'm leaving.
So tomorrow's Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is
okay.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My brain can't
like
comprehend us. This not coming out this day.
Yeah, no.
I'm a simple woman.
But it's literally like we're pretty much almost.
You're welcome for this Thanksgiving.
We're doing this right
treat.
Before it goes up.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Go
keep it fresh
into a room away from your family and listen to this angrily, loudly on your high school stereo.
Yeah,
please?
Before you get into a fight with your family.
Yeah,
about
yeah. Before
politics.
Actually about the noise that this podcast created.
Yeah.
Could you?
Yeah,
it's so punk.
Do it.
So I have these two dates. One of them was this guy that I kept matching with. Over and over on every app. And you tell me what you think about this date. Both these dates, please. So I kept matching this guy. His name is Dusty. I'm really just blowing up people. Yeah. Like, who? Like short for Dustin, but like just go by Dustin. You know, like Dusty? I don't know.
I mean,
it feels very like
Dusty
70s.
Springfield has Dusty covered, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. He didn't, though.
No.
So we went on this date. It was kind of like passive aggressive because he was just like kind of like salty on the apps, and I was just like, ugh. But then I was like, fine, we've matched so many times. Here's my fucking number. And then, so we made this date a week in advance, and halfway through the week, he was like, hey, we may have to reschedule. I lost my wallet. And I was like, okay. It's like, but then part of me, and this, I shouldn't do this, but I was just like, this is just like a flake move. And I was like, it's okay.
Right after I got in a car accident, the next day I went to the Sony lot to work on a project. Lost my wallet there. But it was found by one of the guys. It was a bunch of influencers, whatever you want to call it. And he was like, oh, wait, I found a wallet earlier in the day. So I thought I lost it anywhere on the Sony lot. And I was like, I'm never going to find this
again.
That
is a guy thing. Girls, we lose our keys. I think we lose check cards. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, maybe he lost.
But also, like, if you lose it, give it a day to maybe find.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so I did the thing. I was being a fucking bitch. I was like, you don't online bank, get a temporary, or you don't bank, get a temporary card. And he's like, I online bank. And I was like, that's all right. I'll just meet you. You can Venmo me. And he was like, I don't do that. I pay for women and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right. So then I just like let it go. And then 2 days later, he's like, find my wallet. See you at 7. Semi-tropic. And I was like, great. So we get there. This is also like, as we get there, he's already like kissing my hand, like I'm like Pepe Le Pew style. It's like very like.
How old is he?
He's like, is he 700?
Is he from the 14th century?
I know. So it's like he's already like he's like you're prettier than your pictures, and I was like, because I love flattery, but I also am like, this is coming out a little too strong, and I'm kind of like, I am also kind of an ice queen on dates. I think I get a little like aloof. I get nervous. But then he was like doing that stuff. His card got declined when he tried to pay too, which was like, but he wasn't embarrassed. Like I would be mortified. And like, it's, oh God, I don't want to like make a judgment call about it, but he was just like, didn't miss a beat. And I was like, that's cool. Like how confident, that's cool. Yeah. And, but then I was like, oh, I mean, nothing to be said. I don't know. So I was like, whatever. Then, he walks me to my car, but I don't finish my drink cause I have a second date and I can't be too drunk for the second date.
Wow.
So I don't finish it. And I was like, oh, I gotta go. I told him I had a show. So he puts coasters on both of our drinks to walk me out as if he's going to come back and drink our drinks. I don't know. And then on the way out, he takes out his vape pen. And I was like, fucking.
You can hold out for
15. I'm not like your best friend of 15 years right now. Yeah. Like just, yeah, exactly. You can't hold out. You must vape. You must
How old
vape.
Is he?
29. I was like, he like went in for a kiss, but I was like standing, like we were standing side by side. I was like, geez, like it was like,
Were you hoping for a kiss?
I thought he was cute, but all this was like such a, like a, it was just, it wasn't like a, even a turn off. It was just like weird. And
if
the turn
off
was the kiss.
If you heard somebody else tell this story, if another one of your friends told the story, what would you be like?
I'd be like, this guy's a mess. Yeah. Like this guy's all over the place.
What's he do?
He is an engineer. I'd be like this, like, you don't know what's happening with this guy. You know, it's everything. So then
did he look better than his picture?
He looked about the same, which great.
Was the shirt buttoned down?
He did wear a button down
shirt. I could probably sketch this person.
Yeah, you could.
Brown
hair.
He described him.
White man.
Yeah.
So then I go to the second date at this other bar in Echo Park.
So this is the headliner.
This is the headliner, right? This is the main, this is the main event. And I know him because he matched with me on nothing. I actually queried. I just sent a message to him on OkCupid one time. He never responded. We talked because we have a mutual friend at our mutual friend's show for like 40 minutes. So I was like, oh, he's not into me. Like we had a nice conversation, but like, whatever. I reached out, but then we match on Hinge and he messages me immediately. And there's like bits and it's fun. And like, we set up this date. Then when we're texting, I'm like, do you remember we had a talk like 3 months ago at Three of Clubs? And he was like, Oh yeah. And so we keep talking and we set up the date and part of me is like, is he going to cancel the date? He didn't cancel the date, obviously. We talked. It was really fun. We were sitting at a fucking table, though. When you go on dates, don't sit at like a table. Sit at a bar so you can sit next to each other and like maybe touch, you know, like flirt, like kind of get close. It was like job interviewee, but we had a lot of fun and like laughed and blah, blah, blah. He paid and walked me out. And I hate that I have to say paid because so many guys are like, split it. And I'm like, I have children. Like,
have the budget. Have a budget.
Thousands of years of oppression. Can you just like pay for my fucking vodka soda?
Yeah.
He walked.
Am I two lobster dinner, please?
Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm getting myself ready to have children.
Yeah, I need to
with who?
Fed.
I don't know when. Who cares?
Yeah.
So that was a nice date, but I don't know. It's just like, why even go on a date with me if you know you aren't attracted to me?
What does he do?
He's a comedian. I know. I want to get a little less specific with him.
Yeah.
Then of course the other guy fucking texts me. Was like, "Have a great show, cool car." He was like really like getting a boner for my car too, which, as you know, has a fixed window, so yeah, it is looking pretty good. What are your thoughts?
Well, here's the thing: when I would date, mm-hmm. and if a girl would text me within like a short amount of time from when the date ended,
yeah,
it usually means it went well. It always led to.
Do you think I should text the guy that I liked?
You like the headliner more.
Headliner, of course.
But you think he doesn't like...
Because I'm a star fucker.
Yeah. Oh, he's a star?
No, he's not a star.
Okay.
He's
like maybe in the Patreon we'll talk about this. How about this? On the Patreon, we'll have another tier for Rebecca just outing all these people.
All these fucking white guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I usually don't text at all after. I usually like let them text me. And that's usually a pretty good gauge. But I don't know. Do you think, have you not texted someone that you liked?
Well, yeah, because everyone's like a little, everyone's afraid of getting hurt. Everyone's a little gun shy. You know?
Yeah. Do you think of a girl, if it doesn't, like, have you texted someone that you're interested in but didn't seem interested in you?
I mean, my problem is I always assume people are interested in me. And when they are, and they're just like all like trying to get kissy face, right? I'm just like, oh, what? You're interested? I just assume they're, I mean, I'm so like hands off and kind of like, I assume people don't even know my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, you remembered my name?
But you did a lot of dating before you met your wife.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So did you ever not text someone that you were like, I was really into them, but they didn't seem interested in me?
Oh, did I text people?
Did you not text because you were like, I don't think they want to have sex with me?
There's a lot of times I probably didn't. I kind of let it like, but I wasn't somebody's like, I gotta wait like 3 days or 3 weeks or 3 months. Mm-hmm. You know, usually if I wanted to, I'd usually kind of see what happened and then kind of follow up and mm-hmm. be like, you know, hey, this is fun. He's like, if you're down, do it again. Keep it very, mm-hmm. you know, chill and open and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think this guy's like out of your league or something?
I mean, I think I have a similar mentality to you. Yeah. Like I grew up very like awkwardly.
Sure.
And I was like, me?
Yeah.
But then sometimes I feel like a fucking god. You know, sometimes like, why not me? I'm a fucking model.
Yeah.
You know,
So
I don't know. I mean, I get such mixed, and all of it is so subjective. I think it's hard. I think we had a good time and I made him laugh.
How long ago was this date? The weekend? Yesterday?
Yesterday. Mm. Just like let it chill for a second.
Sunday. Interesting.
The Lord's Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm. So. I don't know. We'll see. I'll give you guys some updates.
Well, send him this episode.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then he could kind of, you know, reap through the lines.
Perfect. Yeah. If you go on a date with me, you're going to get put on blast
in
an episode a couple weeks after. So just know that, men.
Yeah.
Men of Los Angeles.
Well, you know,
Wisconsin. God, I'll be back.
If people want to know, you know, more about you, like these dudes want to know, you made the top five of 2018 on Friends Without Benefits.
I did.
Yeah.
And
you're also with your episode with for the Boss Bitch podcast.
Yeah.
That was the fifth most downloaded episode of 2018.
For a little reference, I had a podcast before this one. I know. Before Ghost Town, what was there? There was nothing.
Yeah.
I understand. But there was some stuff. And my good friend and wonderful writer, comedian, Lindsay Harbert Silberman, and I did this podcast about women in power. It was really fun. Jason had us on, and if you want to listen to any of those, they're also on
and
iTunes.
There's also a full, there's two full episodes with you.
Yeah.
One's recent and one's, so if you want to really get
a lot
like,
of
the full
me.
Story, Friends Without
Not
Benefits.
Just a piece of me.
Yeah. Just know you get the whole thing.
Yeah.
Friends Without Benefits on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Castbox or wherever you mm-hmm. listen to podcasts, you can check that out.
Yeah. Check
right
it
now.
Out.
Yeah.
If you want to really know more about my suburban upbringing, sex work, comedy to nobody.
Yeah.
And then my life as a podcasting celebrity.
Well, would you say there was any time that you had a lot of walls built up around you? Because that would be perfect. Because for the next few moments, the walls will be going back up.
Oh, do I get to answer that?
What? let people find out. I don't even know if I want to know, honestly.
Got it.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about the Berlin Wall.
Yes.
For, I guess, a little kind of where I'm coming from. So, like I said, I grew up a child of the 80s. I believe media, kind of the sentiment was communism's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, America's great.
Mm-hmm.
It was Russia, you know, Russia bad, U.S. good. Whether it was the movie Rocky IV,
mm-hmm.
or it was Red Dawn or something like that. There was just a lot of, you know, Ronald Reagan,
mm-hmm.
you know, like very kind of powerful, you know, kind of very Republican. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to think Ronald Reagan was cool because he looked like, I was into, like, dude stuff, even though I didn't really, I was terrible at sports, but I loved kind of.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, masculinity.
I loved, yes, in the media. I loved, absolutely loved it. And, you know, mm-hmm. even though, like, my thoughts of Ronald Reagan aren't, like, the same as they were when I was, like, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. you know, obviously he plays a part in, you know, the Berlin Wall. Around that time. But so talking about the Berlin Wall, it was just so iconic, mm-hmm. You know, communism, separation. And I always like, oh, I'd love to go. And I was in Berlin 20 years ago. I did not go to the Berlin Wall. I was there for a very brief amount of time. So mm-hmm. My wife and I went back. When I went back with my wife, the Berlin Wall, and it's obviously when you're in Berlin, it's like a huge part of the tourism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then there's, which I think, I want to do an episode on Checkpoint Charlie, but I think mm-hmm. that might be a Patreon-only one because it's like it's important, but it's like I feel like I can, you know, a little shorty, you know, shorty, but it kind of works itself in. So Patreon.com/GhostTownPod, baby,
hey, to check that out. Get it.
Did you say like you? So I didn't learn about the Berlin. I learned about the Berlin Wall, but not the Berlin Wall falling. Mm-hmm. Well, no, maybe, I don't know if you've got what makes the next edition of history books.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think looking at a history book, like Berlin Wall, like I think, you know, like trickle down economics and all that. That was like the end of our history book. And we just like rushed through it in summer, you know? Yeah. So
for those that are, you know, it's a little side thing, you know, Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Love it.
Yeah. So that, I mean, the Berlin Wall is a huge part of that in reference to the songs. Mm-hmm. I always thought that was really cool.
I actually have a Hedwig poster here with John Cameron Mitchell signed it.
Oh, yeah. He's great. He's so good.
Well, I remember forcing my brother to watch a lot of things that I liked, my middle brother, and him like patiently doing it. He also had to read a lot of YM magazine because I was like, Ricky Lake is important. You need to know her. but one of the things was Hedwig, and he loves it.
Yeah. So if you're into that musical, which I've seen live, not with him, but it was great. And Berlin Wall is referenced. It's a little bit of a downer, you know, but it depends.
Amazing. No, yeah, I wouldn't call it a downer as a whole.
It's a little tragic, but then it works itself out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Well, for those who are like, what's the deal with the Berlin Wall? Like,
oh my God. Deal with you never it? Sounded older.
Didn't I? Can I still say Yas Queen?
I'm just, am I throw this mic in the garbage.
Am I completely out of touch? Like, am I totally out of touch? The Berlin Wall was a barrier that surrounded West Berlin and prevented access from East Berlin to West Berlin. And a lot of that reason is West Berlin was a more prosperous mm-hmm. job. So people were like, you know, just kind of heading over there. And, you know, and then like, you know, communism mm-hmm. and influence was like, let's put up a wall.
Yeah.
You know, let's put up a wall. Keep and it. In the years between 1949 and 1961, about 2.5 million East Germans had fled east to West Germany. Which increased the rising number of skilled workers, professionals, intellectuals. I think the brain drain, the brain drain where a lot of the thinkers went mm-hmm. over there. Yeah. I remember some read like the brain drain. And that loss threatened to destroy the economic viability of the East German state. In response, East Germany built a barrier to close off East Germans' access to West Berlin and hence mm-hmm. West Germany.
Yeah,
and that barrier, the Berlin Wall. Yeah.
Like they're like, we're going to maintain our pride. Yeah. We're making this choice.
And it was erected the night of August 12th through 13th, 1961. Michelle was telling me because she is second generation Russian. Her parents mm-hmm. are like left Moscow and mm-hmm. Kiev or whatever. She was telling me sort of when we were there that there were people that the night before, it's like we could be neighbors, right? Mm-hmm. And we could wake up the next day and the wall could just separate us. It was like, oh, it wasn't like, hey, listen, you know, in 2 months, mm-hmm. get your affairs in order. It was like no wall, then wall. And then you were just separated, which is... It's terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they talk about a lot of like Nazi occupation and things like that, how instantaneous it is and how like surreal, where it's like suddenly one day, yeah, your whole world perception is one way. And then the next day it's like, no.
And they just, kind of made this kind of, it was just in the place that it was. And if like mm-hmm. your parents happen to live like, you know, half a mile away, that might be it.
Yeah.
And the original wall was built of barbed wire and cinder blocks, but replaced by a series of concrete walls up to 15 feet and were topped with barbed wire and guarded with watchtowers, gun turrets, and mines. Mm. And by 1980, that system of walls, electrified fences, and fortifications extended 28 miles through Berlin, dividing two parts of the city, and extended a further 75 miles around West Berlin, separating it from the west, the rest of East Germany.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's, and it was just, it's so recent.
Yeah.
It's not like we're talking about another, you know, another century. We're not talking about.
No, I mean.
It's modern. It's very modern.
Very modern. Like what, I mean, there's actually an incredible museum in LA, the Wende Museum.
Okay.
It talks, it's just about Soviet, it's essentially Soviet history, and obviously talks a lot about the wall and just like how it impacted people and how like why certain places go through certain measures to maintain their belief system, or you know, and it's like this wall too, it's like why you know, or even I mean I think Chinese history too also talks about like these drastic measures to maintain the political infrastructure.
Yeah.
But so when you went, so when you didn't see the wall way back when.
I didn't mm-hmm. But when I went, it was like pretty, I mean, it was only a couple of years after. So I remember being in Prague, which I was at, you know, just recently, but I remember being there, and I remember people kind of talking about this, you know, you still feel like, you know, kind of like that wave of communism. And yeah. I did a stand-up show in Prague. This is kind of going off, but she talked about, she was from maybe Ireland, and she was like an expat, I guess, right, living in Prague. And she said, you know, she would deal with some people that she could tell still held on to communism. That's how recent, you know, is what we're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, this is still like the generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so represented by the 80s. Mm-hmm. Like it's so, you know, from David Hasselhoff being there, it was just a very 80s thing. And, you know, the way it's represented in movies and TV shows about, you know, how like, you know, American culture and just that kind of like the punk culture.
Yeah.
And,
oh, totally. Look, that footage of the fall of the wall, which you'll talk about soon, but like all the graffiti, I think I remember that part and like gritty, like TV footage.
It's just very, I just was always been obsessed with this when I was there. It was like obsessing. I have some video, I believe it's up on the Ghost Town YouTube channel, which we sometimes put stuff up on as Ghost Town. But yeah. So that's up there for you to look at. And there'll be a Ghost Town pod on Instagram. We'll throw some pics up. There might be already some up there, and on my personal Instagram, which is the Jason Horton, I have some more on there. So there's plenty to go around. Not that you can't see it anywhere.
And there'll be some selfies on mine.
Yeah, yeah. Have you with your posterity. Like with your eyelashes?
Yeah.
And, we'll do like an eyelid. Yeah, good eyelid. Yeah,
thank
good.
You. Yeah. I got a crumb stuck in. Someone had to just be like, "Hey, there's a crumb."
How'd it get there?
I don't eat, so whatever. I can't imagine.
I don't understand. Maybe some eater dropped it on
my
me.
English muffin cheese breath.
Yeah.
Straight into this mic.
I went to a museum. It was the DDR Museum, which is so immersive. Like they have what it was like to live in East Germany. I forget how to I have it here somewhere, but it's the Deutschland Democratic.
It's not Dance Dance Revolution.
No. That didn't even come out yet.
What are you fucking telling me?
I am telling you that it didn't always exist. But the museum, it just really shows what it was like from the what's it like to be in a living room and what was on TV at the time. And you get, it's just really, really, it's really immersive. And it, you know, the cars they had, and it was just very kind of everyone, I guess, kind of had, but there was like, I remember seeing like bread. There was the availability of bread was so high. The event, like, we're doing things with bread because they had so much of it to get rid of it. But, you know, like a transistor radio might be kind of tough to get your hands on.
Transistor radio lines.
Yeah. So it was the DDR Museum. If you happen to go to Berlin, or if you just want to look up the DDR Museum, is another huge.
We should also have, like, for places that we visited, like a list of recommendations or like a Google Doc thing that we can send people.
Well, I started
if they
doing
subscribe
that
to the Patreon. Yeah.
I do have a travel blog that kind of ties into all this, ghosttowntravels.com. So do a little bit of that. I know I have one about eating McDonald's in Germany, in Berlin. So eating at the McDonald's at Checkpoint Charlie, if you want to know what that was like, that is on my YouTube, which is youtube.com/JasonHorton. So there's, and it's on the blog, so you can go check that out. But that museum is definitely, I mean, checking out the DDR Museum is like, if you're there, it's going to be one of those things that's going to be recommended anyway.
Yeah.
So you're going to know all that's about good. It. But the wall didn't stay up forever.
What,
Rebecca? You sometimes not, your walls have divided. To be your walls. I know you're an ice queen, but sometimes
my walls got to come down, baby.
that vape pen's got to just chip away. That e-cig's just going to chip.
I forgot away. that happened. No, I just talked about it literally 15 minutes ago.
I remembered. It was weird. So in 1989, political changes in Eastern Europe and civil unrest, which has been going on for, you know, people are trying to escape and, you know, get over the wall, put pressure on the East German government to loosen some of the regulations on travel to West Germany. At a press conference on November 9th, East German spokesman Günter Schabowski announced that East Germans would be free to travel into West Germany starting immediately. He failed to clarify, though, that some regulations would remain in place. So it wasn't like, it's all good.
It's like, get into the candy store, but you also only have a couple dollars. So.
Yeah, you can only get black licorice. I know,
why
right?
Why even bother?
Yeah, well, get what you can get. The actual fall of the Berlin Wall was the first step towards German reunification. The political, economic, and social impact of the fall of the Berlin Wall further weakened an already unstable East German government. Germany reunited officially on October 3rd, 1990, 11 months after the fall of the Berlin Wall. So it wasn't like when the wall fell, it was like completely official. But I mean, that was so huge, you know, Ronald Reagan, you know.
Oh, definitely. I mean, again, it's like
tear down this wall, you know,
but like,
but you know what I mean? Like was, you know, had, you know, kind of worldview politics kind of like stepped in there. And
Exactly. Even though, again, I also remember like Soviet, like the space race, that being a big part of it too.
The Iron Curtain, the whole, when I was in, it was like, you feel like kind of that Eastern rock block, Eastern block rock, you know, like very, very, just very cool.
Yeah, it was very, it was very dangerous. It was like very counterculture, obviously being Americans.
And art is like really, I think, really flourished, like especially street art. So the East Side Gallery, the Berlin Wall / East Side Gallery, which is where you get a lot of the really great pictures and the art. And it's, I guess, the longest existing open art gallery in the world, and it's on the banks of the Spree River, which is pretty cool. Speaking of the Spree River, and now that you're asking, when we were on the other side of the art of the wall, like the official art, there was a girl with her boyfriend, and I'll describe her. She kind of looked like Kylie Jenner.
Got it.
She had a bodysuit, just a one armed bodysuit, so it kind of like crossed it. Yeah. And she was posing so hard on for her Instagram pictures. I mean, she was work. Even Michelle was like, work. and the boyfriend just kind of looked at me. He's like, eh, she's got me trained, man. I was like, hey, man, dude. Yeah. But right above her, I don't know if she, I don't think she planned it, but it said, fuck the police. So it's right along the Spree River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The youth, and the youth in all these countries, there, we're all the same.
Yeah. Officially, really? Officially
asymmetric.
So she was,
readjusting.
It officially opened as an open air gallery on September 20th, 1990. Over a year later, it was given protected memorial status. So it's,
So wait, how much is of the wall is still up right now?
There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, a lot of it is a lot of stretches. It's up. A lot of the pieces have been moved. Obviously, there's, you know, moved around the world. There's like you know, a piece here and a piece there. But there's a lot that are like not, you know, painted. I saw some, I think there might be bullet holes in it. It's hard. I didn't have like a guide. So to kind of officially tell, but there was just, there's a lot of wall, and it's kind of serves as now like it's been kind of taken over as a reminder and, you know, a lot of, I forget the name of the Kiss, that famous picture of the, there's a famous.
Oh, Klimt. Gustav Klimt?
Yeah, maybe. There's
or
the,
it's like, it's, there's a man holding a woman.
Oh, no, it's two men kissing, and I forget who, I did a ton of research last night about it. It's the something Kiss. It was the, like an, like the way, it was somebody from maybe Germany and somebody from Russia. Do a little,
yeah.
It's this, I forget.
Stall.
Yeah, I'll stall.
Vamp.
But it was interesting because the picture of this kiss, it looks like somebody, but it is really just a painting of the photograph, and it was just the two men kissing, but I think that's just the way they embrace each other. But it's the most famous. Just put Berlin Wall kiss. It's
Socialist fraternal kiss.
Yeah, socialist fraternal. The fraternal kiss is what it is. Just, yeah, that's exactly.
But
it's
from a photograph.
But it's from a photo, which I did not know. I thought it was like a
Kremlinology.
Social completely made as a social statement, but it is.
This is it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's a pretty intense kiss for like a hello.
It's a very fraternal kiss. That's what fraternal. It is. That's,
we're going to put this up on
Instagram. Everything will be up. That was probably like, that's like the kind of centerpiece photo, but it's like just a ton of great art.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, this is just a lot of, they preserve a lot of things like Checkpoint Charlie, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of, you know, obviously tourism is important, mm-hmm. but it's as a like reminder and also kind of like a reclaiming. I don't know. I'm not a German citizen, so mm-hmm. it's not really for me to say, and that's just kind of what I kind of took away from that and talking to some other people that
yeah,
were there.
I would love to hear anyone's testimonial. Like I do. I feel like a stupid American who's just trying to learn and who's very passionate about history and different cultures. So if anyone has any stories or their parents themselves, like I would love to. I love like testimonials about specific points in history, especially like very disruptive and traumatic. Just what I like to do.
Yeah.
For fun.
Yeah, and then just like the tearing down of a wall is like very. That's exciting. You know, it's just always all very exciting as a kid because it was like an action movie, you know, mm-hmm. and everything was kind of, you know, it's like G.I. Joe, Transformers, and like, you know, Rocky, and all like, you know, Missing in Action. Everything was, you know, very anti, you know, I was essentially kind of conditioned to hate Russians.
Yeah.
That's what the, you know what I mean?
Toxic masculinity.
No, they were, well, yeah, they didn't.
No, not to hate that. To
no, they said
it.
To embrace that.
Embrace
Even
it.
Though that was never really, I just thought that this was like a very like kind of masculine thing.
It is.
And I was going to go into it. I'm not going to go into that right now. About how 80s movies, like the way women were kind of depicted in the 80s.
Oh, awful.
Just kind of passed around. Awful. Michelle talks about that a lot. But like even in John Hughes movies, it's like. Mm-hmm.
No, it's
you're to
disgusting.
Get passed. Yeah, to get passed around or kind of get, you know, kind of. Even though like in the, when you're watching the movie, like I'm not thinking like these women are being objective. I'm just kind of like, everyone's having fun.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like a woman is a hot woman is like a prize.
Yeah.
I always think like in my head right now, as you were, I was like a woman who's in like almost like Jane Fonda, like workout, like really tight, and they have like 80s women have like really like they're built and they're like tall. And,
muscular.
And like, it was like a guy in like a fratty guy's arm. And it was like, she would always be like a little like herself. Yeah. But that's my perception of it. But yeah, it's not overt a lot of the, I mean, it is a lot of the time too, but we've been conditioned. It's
so,
really.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, I think all of that always made me, and plus just being always obsessed with historical landmarks or mm-hmm. things that have been abandoned or whatever the case may be. So this was like kind of one of my, probably the apex place would be Chernobyl.
Mm.
I mean, that's like, I think about it all that, I'm not going to get too off, but that would be,
oh my God, that'd be so fun.
That would, I think, really kind of, be the kind of, yeah, the top of my list.
Yeah. I mean, fun. I feel bad saying, I mean, I'm just, I'm so interested.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of all, it little kind of ties in a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. like Russia, you know what I mean?
It does. I mean,
Ukraine
the
or whatever.
Historical fabric.
Yeah.
I just want to nestle in it.